Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Good to have you with us on a, we hope, a feel-good football Friday, huh? Why don't we feel good for as long as we possibly can until we feel awful on Monday night, right? Why don't we feel good when we can choose to feel good? And that's what we try and do on a Friday around these here parts. I am working from the home studios today. JT the Vic is with us today. So that means all of you guys have to shut up. And all of you guys have to get through your calls and not take as long as you normally do, because Vic is a stickler for the rules. He is part of upper level management around here. You have to be on time. You have to be on topic, and you have to shut up when we tell you to shut up. Nah, I'm sort of just teasing on that, sort of. But be nice to Vic when you call in. He is, again, upper level management. And you just want to treat upper level management as well as you possibly can. I mean, normally, we have AMAC, and he's not upper level management, but Vic is. So anyway, be nice to Vic when you call in at 301-230-0980. Stay on topic, stay on target. Don't take forever. Let's go. Let's get you in. Let's get you out. Ben Standing will join us from Ashburn because practice is a little bit later today on this Friday, being that it's not a Friday in their lexicon, in their world. It's really a Thursday. So meaning the Commanders have a practice, a full practice. Well, it'll be an hour-ish long practice tomorrow, which is their normal Friday practice, kind of buttoning things up and whatnot. But today, Friday, is their normal Thursday, which is the most impactful and most important practice of the week. So Ben will join us once the media comes in from the building, or from the fields, I should say, where they're allowed to watch the first 15-ish minutes of practice. He was at the Joe Witt press conference. He was at the Cliff Kingsbury press conference. And at, again, the first, 12 to 15 minutes or so of practice. And certainly will be able to relay to us whether or not Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel were actually on the main practice field and what maybe he saw or what they were doing or whatever little keys and stuff that we can get. And also, coming up later on in the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is the return of the Zabe. That's right. Steve Zabin is back. He will be doing a show tomorrow afternoon right here on the Team 980, 106.7 The Fan as well. We'll get you all the details later on. But Steve Zabin, who manned the afternoon drive slot for a very long time with the sports reporters in different iterations, but mostly with Andy Pollin, from generally 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock right here on the Team 980. When I took over, full-time again, on 980, it was at the end of December 2020. So we were kind of sort of getting out of COVID. And I remember, I'd been working back at 106.7 The Fan after 980 chose to go a different way with the beat reporter position, which was Craig Hoffman. And so I went back to 106.7 The Fan, and then Odyssey bought both stations and so on and so forth. Anyway, long and the short of it is Christmas Eve day, December 24th, 2020. I actually did, I believe what is Steve Zabin's last exclusive show or only show, on this station, 980. And then he did a couple of shows, post that, whatever, with 106.7, and maybe they were simulcast on 980, I can't remember. But part of the Steve Zabin show, it was December 24th, 2020. And basically, some things happened in the radio industry, as you are probably well aware. Zabe never really did that time slot again. And, don't know, obviously, what's going to happen moving forward, but I am really pumped up to have him back and have him with us, scheduled for right around 3 o'clock. So hopefully that will all go well. And, looking forward to chat with Zabe. I mean, obviously we've been talking, privately and via text and all that stuff. So, looking forward to sharing some of that, and what he's been up to and what his thoughts are on the Commanders and Jaden Daniels and so on and so forth and everything that is going, wrong for the Washington Commanders in this 2025 season. As you know, again, Zabe is well-versed in just about everything, locally, nationally, and still lives here and still lives in the area, despite having worked for a Milwaukee radio station for a long time and doing that. So we will talk to Steve Zabin and welcome him back officially later on in the show. We will welcome you in, spliced in between Standig and Zabin, at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Before we begin with the Commander stuff, and I want to get to a bunch of other things today that we haven't had time to get to because we have extra time to actually talk about the game and what chance they might have and what they have to do and so on and so forth, and we can sprinkle that in. We just got word a couple of minutes before the show started that the New York Giants and the NFL and the NFLPA have issued a settlement or come to a settlement, I guess an agreement or a ruling, on the concussion protocol from a couple of weeks ago where you saw Jackson Dart go in under the blue tent. You saw Brian Daboll, the head coach, peek in there, yell something, talk, say something, whatever he said. And the bottom line is, right, everybody was like, oh, what's going on here? And Daboll was adamantly talking to one of the physicians on the sideline and so on and so forth after, and he seemed very annoyed that Jackson Dart had to go in for concussion protocol, despite clearly being woozy or what have you. So the NFL and the NFLPA issued this joint statement. It's a bunch of word salad, but ultimately, as a result, as it says, the parties found that the club did violate the concussion protocol. However, both Daboll and, I didn't remember this part of it, running back Cam Scatabo, had entered the medical tent, spoke with Jackson Dart before his evaluation, but they ruled that it had really nothing to do with and or affected, not at all, the concussion evaluation. But nevertheless, they fined Cam Scatabo, or Mr. Scatabo, $15,000, head coach Brian Daboll, $100,000, and the Giants organization, $200,000. So say it with me, boys and girls, that's a total of $315,000 worth of fines. $200,000 for the Giants organization, $100,000 for Daboll, that's $300,000, and Scatabo gets $15,000 for at least interfering to some degree, altering whatever they're saying. Look, this is not a big deal. This is not like some gigantic controversy or anything like that. But what I would say is this, right? When a player is pulled off the field, whether you agree, disagree, whether you need them, don't need them, whatever, if we are truly not going to bleep with concussions anymore, right? As much as they legitimately can in a contact sport. If we're going to do a lot of things, not everything, a lot of things to try and prevent, limit, and have the long-term effects of concussions, you don't need a head coach going over there. You don't need a running back going over there. You don't need anybody but affiliated medical personnel, the independent concussion observer and a spotter on the sideline because the one up in the booth can't, and obviously team physicians. Those are the people that deserve and need to be there. Brian Daboll does not. Cam Scottabo does not. No other teammates do not. You'll get your turn. Don't worry. And listen, if you can't separate a player's well-being or health from trying to win a game, and remember, the Giants at that point had just won one game. They ultimately won that game, but this all went down late in the third quarter, up 27-17. And listen, I understand why Brian Daboll wants a starting quarterback out on the field and wants to check on him or wants to yell at somebody or wants to see what the hell's going on. But Brian Daboll, I mean, I'll just use him. Like, dude, you've got enough to worry about. Let them do their job. Let them do their thing. You don't have to worry about that stuff. That's taken care of. There's protocol. There's a system in place. It's like, for me, right, I don't have to worry about selling the radio station. I have to do the show, right? I don't have to worry about running the board for the radio station, okay? That's not my job. That's not what they asked me to do. They asked me to host the show from 1 to 4 and to be generally available and so on. And so, yeah, social media, whatever. That's what they asked me to do. That's what my job is. Brian Daboll, your job is to coach the New York Giants. Cam Scottabo, your job is to be a running back for the New York Giants. Let the concussion doctors, or the team doctors, I should say, and the concussion independent observer for the NFL, let them handle that. I know you want the kid back. I know you think you know more. You don't. Okay, whatever your situation is, and I don't know if we ever got a clear answer, it wasn't good enough. And if we're going to be serious about taking care of players' long-term health, short-term health, and specifically concussions, then I think we have to make sure that even a simple, hey, what's going on? You're going to be okay? Whatever. Come on, man. I need you. We're only up 10 against the Eagles, against the Super Bowl champions. Late third quarter, I need you, man. I can't go to Russell Wilson. He sucks. I already benched his ass. We can't have that. Now, if a player goes into the blue tent, maybe because his hip is hurting or whatever, I don't know how we draw the line. That I'm not sure of, and that, quite honestly, I don't care about. I mean, you want to go and check on your player or whatever? Maybe, I guess. I mean, just stay out of the blue tent. How about we start with there? Let the doctors, let the trainers tell you. You know, let the player himself tell you. Like, you've got enough to worry about. You've got enough to deal with. And you see as he goes to the tent and kind of, you know, the curtain is kind of like sort of open and he kind of dips his body in like somebody behind him that, you know, is with the team. I don't know exactly if it's a team doctor. I'm not sure who it is, but he's like, you know, hey, he's like, he puts his hand on his back, Daboll, and he's just like, hey, coach, we got this, or whatever he said. Like, we're good. We know what we're doing. We do this all the time. Get out of here. So Brian Daboll, the Giants, Cam Scottabo, again, I didn't remember that part of it. Whatever. They all deserve to get fined. It's not the end of the world. It's not a big deal. They all make plenty of money. They'll all figure it out. Okay? But moving forward, like if Dan Quinn on Monday night did something similar, I would A, expect maybe a bigger fine. B, I wouldn't expect Dan Quinn to do that. Like, dude, you've got enough to worry about. You got enough to worry about. Stop it. Coach your team better. Get your team better. Speaking of that, Dan Quinn said yesterday that they were going to simplify the play calls, that they did a deep dive on what went wrong and what has gone wrong in the first seven games. And he basically came to the conclusion that some of their calls were a little bit too wordy, a little bit too lengthy, a little bit too complex, and that they were going to simplify some of their calls, pare it down a little bit so that the players could play faster, quicker, less mentally taxed, if you will. And then Joe Witt said today, just about an hour-ish ago, and I had Vic go and cut it up. You're going to hear it on the other side. Joe Witt said basically something similar. Hey, we've got to reduce the word salad that we're giving to these guys based on checks, based on whether a quarterback is under center, in gun, based on formation, whatever it is, so that they could think less and play faster. And here's my question, and you'll hear the Joe Witt audio when we come back, so you'll get a better idea and understanding of what Joe Witt's saying. But here's my question. Why did it take seven games to arrive at this? I mean, we've seen the poorest communication all year. We've seen the busto plays in week two, week three, even though they won against the Raiders, it started on the first play of the game. And it went into the fourth quarter. Week three, even though they won, big problem. Week four against Atlanta. Week five, there were some issues, although it got better as the game went along. But certainly week six and, of course, week seven against the Cowboys. And week six was against the Bears on a Monday night. So why did it take so long for them to arrive at this conclusion? That's my question. I'm going to let you hear what Joe Witt had to say in just a couple of moments. You can react to that. That's how we'll start. Wanted to touch on the Giants because we just got that news, and that's kind of sort of interesting with the concussion protocol and just how it relates to the NFL and player safety and the future and how we're going to do things and whatnot, right? And we're always, you know, think about it, right? We're talking about quarterback injury all week. And, you know, this could happen to any quarterback, any team, anywhere, but I wouldn't expect I wouldn't expect Dan Quinn to basically operate the way Brian Daboll did, and Brian Daboll got fined, right? So, as we mentioned, Dan Quinn has a lot more to worry about than concussion protocol and getting his quarterback back. He's got a lot more to worry about, and that's where we'll kind of hone in the conversation to start with today on a feel-good football Friday, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Good to have you with us. 301-230-0980. Introducing the IHOP value menu. That's right, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each. Each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. Vic, there's probably a chance that you could get a tuna sub for the breakfast deal at IHOP. I can't confirm that, but would you be open, if you can't get the tuna sub, to getting a nice hot stack of pancakes?
Oh, yeah. I always go to IHOP for pancakes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a tuna sub at IHOP, but I'll try it if it's there.
Well, I only mention that not because IHOP is known for their tuna subs, but Vic, if there's one thing you're known for, at least with me, it is your passion for tuna subs.
It's like I never even have to like go to the a sub shop and be like, what do I want? I already know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, exactly. You just dial in, right? And, you know, I mean,
it's like everyone knows my name, like cheers.
Yeah, exactly. You just go for it. All right. So before we get any further and before we get to any calls and all that stuff, I do have a couple of tweets, and then I'm going to let you hear from Joe Witt. So I put up on Twitter, you know, like Joe Witt and Dan Quinn both say they're going to simplify the defense so that the team could play faster, this, that, and the other thing. I mentioned in the first segment, why did it take 7 weeks and to get your brains beat out in a bunch of these games, including a game that you won? Like, people think, oh, everything was great in the Raiders game. Not true. There was mistake after mistake after mistake on the defensive side. Although the amount of points that they let up and the amount of yards ultimately wasn't as bad, because they were able to make a bunch of plays in between. But they allowed big explosive plays and breakdowns and so on and so forth in that game, right? So SG9 on Twitter says, then why didn't they do it earlier in the season instead of backing the team into a corner? Great question. Navy Mo says, I know you don't like blaming coaches, but your question is valid. This is why coaches get some of the fault. Why would it take so long to come up with a solution regarding simplifying the calls? We expect coaches to know what they're doing. And it's not that I don't like blaming coaches. I don't like blaming coach or coaches for 100% of the problem. They always deserve some of the blame. Always deserve some of the blame. But my point always is, the players deserve more of the blame. They're the ones actually playing. And I make fun of, you know, coaches pre-programming robots and, you know, battery boxes and fuse boxes in the back. You know, I obviously I'm doing a bit when I do that. But until we have that, we can't blame coaches more than players. It just doesn't make any sense. So it's not that I don't like blaming coaches. Coaches deserve some of the blame. I've been critical of Joe Witt. I've been critical of Dan Quinn. I've been critical of Cliff Kingsbury. But we have to do better than just fire the defensive coordinator, fire the defensive, you know, low-hanging fruit. That's the easiest thing to do. All right, before we get to the trending alert, Vic, fire me up Joe Witt from the noon hour today. And again, we'll have Ben Standing coming up in just a little bit to explain further. But here's Joe Witt backing up what the head coach Dan Quinn had to say.
You know, the last game wasn't what we wanted in any facet. You know, they were able to get explosives on plays that necessarily they shouldn't have, but they did. And so, you know, I know you guys talked to Q, and we're paring some things down to any calls that had layers to it. You know, the main focus right now is to speed up the play, okay? If there's anything that's causing any hesitation, let's speed up the play with, you know, limiting the layers on the calls. Or we looked at every call, okay, which calls are giving up any explosives, which calls aren't. Even if a call might be better in certain situations, how can we get them playing fast? So that's what we're going to do moving forward.
All right, that's defensive coordinator Joe Witt last hour. Ben Standing will come on and explain more of that and what basically it means. But the way he went on to explain it to a John Keim question was, like, they have different calls. Even for the same call, if a quarterback is under center or if a quarterback is in gun or what have you, and apparently they're going to keep it the same call to reduce hesitation, to reduce confusion, to reduce mental tax load, if you will, on the players, thinking that if you play faster and if you're more comfortable with what your assignment is and what you're supposed to do, you will play better. And there is certainly a lot of logic and a lot of theory to that. Your call's coming up. Why did it take so long to discover this? Do you think it will make any difference? 301-230-0980. What do you make of it, basically, when Dan Quinn and Joe Witt both come out and say, hey, man, the thing we're going to change is reducing the language, the lingo, the calls, and speeding up the players, speeding up the play and speeding up the call, reducing the word salad, and hopefully that'll change everything. What do you make of that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I know you guys talked to Q, and we're paring some things down to any calls that had layers to it. You know, the main focus right now is to speed up the play, okay? If there's anything that's causing any hesitation, let's speed up the play with, you know, limiting the layers on the calls. Or we looked at every call, okay, which calls are giving up any explosives, which calls aren't. Even if a call might be better in certain situations, how can we get them playing fast? So,
all right, once again, that is defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. Last hour, Ben Standing will join us in just a little bit from Ashburn. Just waiting on word on him and his schedule. So we will get to that in just a little bit. Again, 301-230-0980. Listen, I have no problem with the Commanders saying, okay, We are going to make it easier for them to digest and consume so that they can play faster and freer. I have no problem with that. I've always thought, Vic, see if you can find it, if you can. I gave it to Chris yesterday to play. It was a Cam Ward cut from the Tennessee Titans in which he's quizzing media members and having them try and memorize and repeat a play call. It's, again, Cam Ward, and it should be in my file or Chris's file. I don't know how you guys store things in there. See if you can find it. If you can, let me know. I should have asked you during the break, and I forgot. But the point being is there is a lot of word salad. There is a lot of lingo in the NFL that I truly believe is not necessary, right? And, yes, the quarterback can look down at a wrist thing or a forearm thing and call out a number and call out a play, and theoretically this guy should know his role and this guy should know his part and whatever. And, yes, you have that. And, yes, teams operate. But on defense specifically, where there are so many checks and adjustments, and the part that you didn't hear, what Joe Witt basically said, which I told you about, was a follow-up from John Keim, which is, hey, like, what do you mean by that? Because when we hear the word simplification, we think, oh, players are stupid. Players can't remember it. Players are dumb. That's not what they're doing. That's not what I think anybody should conclude. It means it's too much to digest and to mentally remember. Well, this check and that check and this adjustment and that adjustment. It means instead of having one call, or instead of having a call that then differs based on a quarterback under center, based on a quarterback in pistol or gun, based on motion, based on this, based on that, right? All of these little sub things to the actual call. And that might change some of the lingo. And that may change the processing mentally and, I guess, football IQ wise. Then if you get that, right, if you can do that, then I do think that helps, right? You're playing in the moment. This is not practice. This is not the film room. And you're in a chaotic stadium. And guys are, you know, the offense is trying to confuse you, and you're trying to not get confused. So I actually think this is a good thing. The question I have is it even remotely close enough? All right, Vic has found the Cam Ward sound. So just listen to him as he kind of playfully quizzes, but kind of seriously quizzes, the media, including longtime media member, I think his name is Paul Kuharski, who has covered the Titans forever. Just listen to this and think about, again, the defensive equivalent of what we're trying to get at here. Listen to this Cam Ward sound.
And this is an easy one, too. Y mode, let's just do this one. Let's go gun, deuce right closer, Z top, fire 6J, rib, boom, F shift, H burst on the turn.
No chance.
Go ahead, Paul, you got
it. I'll give you an easy one. This is a base game plan right here. This is a base game plan. Gun, gen, right baffle, 2J, Costco, Y basic.
No chance.
Yeah. Come on, Paul, you got me sacked out there.
Yeah, see, you hear that, right? And a little bit of it is difficult to pick up because he's talking so fast, but that's how he has to repeat the call in the huddle, right? Now, I don't know if things are changing because they got rid of Brian Cal. I have no idea. It's not about Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans. This is, now you're not going to hear that call from Bobby Wagner on defense, but you might hear, I don't know, five or six different things. And you're like, wait a second, hang on a second. Am I supposed to be in man? Am I supposed to be in zone? Am I supposed to be in press? Am I supposed to be an off man? Am I supposed to go? Like, what are we blitzing? Are we stunting? Like, whatever. So I guess my point is, I think this is a good thing for the Commanders to do. I think this is a smart thing. I think this will help them. How much? I don't know. Probably not enough to make a difference against juggernaut type offenses like the Kansas City Chiefs, the Seattle Seahawks, and the Detroit Lions. Maybe they win one out of those three. Maybe they played better on Monday night than everybody is anticipating. But it should theoretically make their life, their day, their world a little bit easier if they truly are paring down the calls. The problem is, how do you get them to stop colliding? How do you get them to stop running into each other? And how do you generate more consistent pass rush pressure to make up for what you don't have on the back end? And that's the problem. That's the issue that I'm still dealing with, that they're still dealing with. Now, maybe, again, it will work a little bit better than it has against Dallas, for the most part against Chicago, against Atlanta, against Green Bay, so on. Maybe it'll lead to a better defensive effort. My guess is it will. It will. My guess is they hang in there with Kansas City. My problem is, it's not just the defense hanging in there against Patrick Mahomes. It's how the offense operates, even with, it looks like, Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel back, how the offense operates against the Kansas City defense. And can you operate well enough in both of those areas? Oh, and by the way, on special teams as well, in order to win that game when you need to play near perfect. And that's the problem. That's the problem. All right, let's take a timeout. I think Ben Standig is going to join us on the other side for a quick update from Command Land in Ashburn, where he is out at practice. We'll get to your calls as well. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us on a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond, right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. If you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or, of course, Odyssey. The Thursday night game sucked last night. I don't know how much there is conversation to be had. Besides, the Vikings are atrocious right now on offense and defense, but their defense is being hung out to dry. And some of that certainly is a problem for the Commanders as well. People don't want to hear that. People don't want to admit that because they just simply look at points scored and say, well, there's nothing to see here. Not true at all in any way. We've talked about that. We're right. You're not. But the Vikings are in an atrocious position right now because they let go of Sam Darnold. They let go of Kirk Cousins, obviously. They drafted J.J. McCarthy. He blew out his knee and then immediately sprains his ankle a game and a half into his career. And hasn't come back yet. He was the third quarterback last night in uniform. He almost got hurt again on the sidelines, so on and so forth. But the bottom line is the Vikings are an absolute poop show. All of a sudden, KOC is not like a quarterback whisperer anymore, right? Oh, everything that KOC turns to gold. Well, have you watched Carson Wentz? We told you yesterday he was terrible in the first half and more, and he was awful last night. He's banged up. But my God, that was a horrible, horrible game. And I missed some of it. I am not apologizing for it. I went back and I watched as much of it as I could. But, you know, you get the whole idea. Tonight on the Team 980, Caps and Blue Jackets, 6:45. So you get John Walton and crew from Columbus, Ohio tonight for the Caps and Blue Jackets. And by the way, Pierre-Luc Dubois, JT the Vic did tell me, has been officially ruled out, or is reportedly ruled out, I should say, for another game. I wasn't sure on that. I thought that was the case, but just want to clear that up from the trending alert a couple of minutes ago. All right, let's do this. Before we get to Mark and Largo, I wanted to give you the exact quote from Dan Quinn yesterday. You heard Joe Witt a couple of times, but Dan Quinn said, quote, I wanted to go through and look at the calls and say what calls are causing some hesitation. If we could eliminate some of those calls, I think that would allow us as a unit for us to play faster. I haven't seen the speed that I've wanted, but I know we have speed. The part of that to say, okay, how can we feature some things that we can absolutely go with less hesitation, less misstep, and eliminate that what could happen, in quotes, and really allow us to play more free. So that's what I tried to dig in as hard as I could. Now we have to apply it. All right. Again, all of that sounds great. What took 7 weeks to discover that is a common question, right? And it's only fair. What took 7 weeks to do that? And as you're building a system, right, you have to remember that teams practice less and less. There's less and less of an offseason, and players are used to, in college, I think, changing now so often systems and words and calls and whatnot that teams have to simplify in college what they're calling and what they're giving mentally and football IQ-wise to players. And when you have injuries and when you have a fast-paced offense that you're dealing with or going against, and not every team is obviously in no huddle as much as the Commanders are, clearly, but teams use tempo. Teams go quick, right? And they're trying to make you look stupid, quite honestly. They're trying to confuse you with shifts, formations. We've heard throughout the year how much they've struggled with motion, right? And that is true. They've struggled with motion. There was a play that I saw an overhead shot of. Somebody had it. I don't remember who cut it up. Where Marshawn Lattimore is going from right to the left side with motion. And he's there, and he gets there. And the receiver runs basically from the slot, from the right slot, basically a square out. And it's as easy as pitch and catch. And it's like 20 yards, right? And, again, that's going to happen. But not only are there no takeaways, not only are there seemingly not enough plays on the football, meaning Marshawn Lattimore is often close, but he never makes a play on the football. Never. Almost never. Right? That, along with those, are base problems that you just have to get better at. But then they're telling you, we're calling too much stuff. It's too complicated. It's making the players hesitant. It's not making them stupid. It's making them hesitant, or to hesitate and to play slower, in their opinion. So that's what they've identified. Instead of, hey, let's blitz more. Instead of, hey, let's tackle better. Instead of, hey, let's. Now, Joe Witt did allow for the possibility that you would see some personnel changes on Monday night. Of course, he wasn't going to give that specifically out. And I understand that. I get it. They certainly don't want you to be able to identify it in the media and then for it to get out there, because they know every team is looking at Twitter and newspaper reports and all that stuff, right? I mean, every staff does it. Every building does it. They have a million people to do this stuff, right, to get any little advantage that they can. So I understand they're not going to tell you. We did yesterday on the show, hey, man, like, what should you do? Well, we said heavy blitz more, whatever. And also maybe Sandra still outside from inside, where he is, quite honestly, not been very good. I saw a graph chart last night, one of these analytic things that pop up on my timeline constantly. Mike Sandra still was one of the worst slot corners in the NFL. And we know, based on what we've seen with our own eyes, he's taken a major step back. We know that. So if Marshawn Lattimore is struggling as much as he is to make a play on and taking as many penalties and getting picked on, and yes, it's against great receivers, if he's doing that, what are your answers? What are your options? It's to bench him or to move him to safety, right? I mean, because to say, well, we just need him to play better, yeah, I would love him to play better. Yes, maybe simplifying the system might help. But I don't know if Marshawn Lattimore's problems is simplifying the system. I just think he's not good enough anymore. And he's not fast enough anymore. And he's not as physical as he was. And he's not... He's there, he's in the ballpark, but he's not there to make the play. So if you blitz more, if you move Sandra still to outside corner from inside, if you move Lattimore to, again, a safety spot, which, again, I understand is a significant change, and you might bring on problems that you maybe don't want to deal with, but what is the answer, man? Like, what is the option? You can't just sit here and say, well, after 7 weeks, we discovered Eureka! that we're just too complex in our calls. You got to have something else to go along with this. I'm a fan of reducing and simplifying, but you've got to do something else to make things better. What is that something? That's what we continue to try and ask and discover and talk about and figure out. 301-230-0980. I tell you what, I went a little bit long in resetting that back up. We will get to you on the other side, Mark and Largo show. Mark can fire up the bands in just a couple of minutes on the other side. 301-230-0980. I know you guys don't love, you know, when I talk serious analytical football because everybody gets a little bit lost in the sauce. But listen, I could sit here and scream that they should fire the defensive coordinator and that they should arrive violently. That solves nothing. You know, all you people that run around, oh my God, the press conference, shut up. Enough. Press conferences are stupid. They don't solve anything. They don't fix anything. They don't mean anything. And yet, oh, press conference. I mean, I played some sound for Joe Witt today just to give you an idea of what they're thinking and what they're saying. It means nothing. It means nothing, and it never will. All right, back in a flash on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us for hour number two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.